We're moving on to something a bit lighter. You know, we need something a little bit light. You know what? I am going to do this. I'm going to bring you something a little bit lighter. Barack Obama was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. First ever appearance on The Tonight Show. And there was lots to see and lots to do. Trust me, there was lots to see and lots to do. Particularly this, what I determined to be a ridiculous and utter worship of politicians, which brings me to do a little piece, what I like to call Everyone Bow Down to Jesus That Isn't Jesus. It's not really called that, but I've deemed it that now. Here is a part. It's 7 minutes long. It's called Slow Jam the News with President
President Obama
Obama.
still has 8 months left in office before his second term is up. Naturally, this is the time to look back on all he's accomplished over the past 8 years. You know, I was going to make a joke about this, but I don't think it needs a joke. I think it needs to be slow jammed. You know what I'm talking about, Tariq?
Yeah, Jimmy. I think you're saying you like to slow jam this news.
That's right. I want to slow jam the news, and I'm not the only one.
And that is when President Obama comes out of the curtain. I'm just going to play a snippet here. I don't know what this is. As we skip ahead. No, it won't let me.
It was too tired, stressed, said it had a headache. Barack lit some candles and got some silky satin sheets.
Silky satin sheets now.
Told the American people, yes, we can.
Yes, we can. It's all right. He created tons of jobs for you and me. And he's got one more left for Hillary.
Oh, you know, okay, as a person who is politically left. Wow, shocking, right? Revolutions with Dale Campbell on a Sunday. But I don't get political worship. I really don't. The hell is that? Like, we all know Hillary Clinton is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Why are we getting ahead of ourselves? Let's tell people what is factually true. She is the presumptive Democratic nominee. Whether she will become the actual nominee or not is another story. Here's more of Obama slow jamming the news.
Look, Jimmy, the TPP allows American businesses to sell their products both at home and abroad. The more we sell abroad, the more higher-paying jobs we provide here at home. It's that simple.
So what you're saying is this trade deal will help put everyday Americans back to
work, 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 work. Put it back to work.
Why do I do this job again? I'm confused. What am I doing with my life that I have to sit through 20 minutes of Barack Obama coverage on Tonight Show? And hey, well, at least I'm putting you all through this as well. We get stuff like this.
Work, work, work,
work, work.
We get stuff like that, and we get stuff like this.
Still yet to come. Thank you, Mr. President. For all the best days are still yet to come. Since then, we've added more than 14 million new jobs.
And yes. But President Obama, although I will say the next 3 minutes.
You're nearing the end of your.
Although I will say this is probably. This next exchange is probably the best exchange as Jimmy's writers burn Obama on a lot of things. this is pretty much probably the best part of the interview.
Thank you, President Obama's birth certificate. He used to carry you around to prove he was American. Now he needs to carry you around to prove he's only 54.
That's probably pretty good. And here's another Hillary mention.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for possibly becoming the first president. I would have said female, but someone deleted the email.
You know, if that is the single best moment of your 20 minutes with Barack Obama on your talk show, then, yeah. Hey, Obama, come on GLS, where we'll actually, you know, we'll have an interview, you know, like real people do. Radical concept, right? Actual interviews with real people, with real, you know, with real values. Yeah, great. What? I get that talk shows, and yeah, Obama and Jimmy did sit down to talk, you know, politics, not rough and tumble politics, but sanitized politics for about 20 minutes, not 20 minutes, about 2 minutes of the 20-minute window. Obama was on The Tonight Show for 20 minutes, so much so that I was knocking my microphone around. Look, would you look at that? And I don't know, it just irritates me. It really does. I don't know why though. I get that the late shows are meant to be fun, are meant to be silly, they're meant to be slapped on, but there's a line, my friends. There's a fine line.